welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation.
Today's a good day. No crackiness allowed. We're into the action of what's going on in your life, our lives, the lives of important, intelligent people here, there, and everywhere. Hello.
Hello. We're
to debug things. That's the voice of Jennifer Horn.
Long time no hear.
Jennifer
Horn. Wow, she's all wound up.
She is very, very wound up. Yeah, okay, that's not a bad thing, Richie. Things people
just
get wrong.
Just excited, Dougie.
Is that
Jennifer.
What it is? And there's Roberta.
Jennifer, you're back.
Mm-hmm. I'm back.
Yes, yeah, back.
You survived eating tripe.
Actually, no. I just skipped that part. I was talking to you.
Tripe is disgusting. Don't eat it.
Yeah,
tripe
no kidding.
Is excellent. Ooh. Excellent. I love tripe.
Tripe?
It's cow intestines.
Fantastic. Yeah.
No, no. Stomach.
Yeah.
No, it's intestines.
No, it's stomach.
Who cares? Either way, disgusting. So gross.
Yeah, is one really a better option over the other?
Right.
Well, no, intestines, they make sausages out of that.
My wife is Colombian, and when we go down to Colombia, they eat it. They eat it fried. They eat it in soup.
Oh,
they eat
it. I make a tripe soup, my dad's recipe.
Listen to Roberta. I make a mean tripe soup.
Yeah, tripe is usually made from the first three chambers of a cow's stomach.
Ugh. How swell is this conversation?
Tripe update, everyone.
Yeah, right, exactly. For those of you.
You know, I make a really good pizza, and it doesn't have any of that garbage in it.
Happened to your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not have any of that. Let's not duplicate this, no matter how we work our way through it. Okay, so let's get to some of the items that are going on. Roberta and Jennifer, Kenny, Richie, all here on the Good Day program. Scientists are about to get their best look ever at the ocean that is beneath the surface of Saturn's icy moon, Enceladus. Sounds like a...
I love a good salad.
A salad.
Me too, yeah.
That sounds like something
restaurant.
From Taco Bell.
Right.
I'll have a nacho cheese on that Enceladus. And yes.
Tomorrow, NASA's Cassini spacecraft will zoom 30 miles above this moon, flying through and sampling the plume of material that erupts from the satellite's south polar region. Now, just think of this conceptually. This is a small, basic refrigerator in space that has been aimed at a moon that is around Saturn. And the planning is so good that this icebox is going to go 30 miles, within 30 miles of this moon. Do you realize what it takes to be able to figure out how to do that? And that we have the people here who are able to do it. And then they're going to sample from this plume. They're going to take what information they believe is going to lead them to underground water and ocean on the moon. I just, again, sort of turn around. You want a mind job. Think about our moon and whether there was any water on our moon. Doesn't appear that there is, but think about if there was water on the moon. We'd be all heading out there. We'd have the place to be colonized by now.
Yeah, we'd be swimming.
Right.
Now, you know, it's pretty incredible when you think that, you know, life originates in the oceans.
Yes, we need water.
Think about it.
Yeah, it really is. Is there a life on
Saturn? What are they
going
to find when they find it?
There are a lot of great pictures of this thing and what it looks like. And the picture of the moon and its proximity to Saturn, which is the ringed planet, for those of you who don't know, the ringed planet. And that's all gas and stuff, because Saturn is huge. And it's huge because the gaseous matter on the planet has not, it expands, gases expand. So it is not a cold planet. Otherwise, this stuff would all be constricted and the planet would be smaller. So anyway, I just find this sort of thing fascinating, and the know-how, the technology that it takes to make it work is Cassini isn't equipped to find signs of life, but is able to measure things that are in the atmosphere, and they figure that from that they'll be able to decide what kind of what else is there? Why they chose this moon is because of an earlier flyby. But again, the size of this thing is like a refrigerator or a washing machine. And it's got an antenna on it to detect what is in the atmosphere 30 miles above the moon.
Amazing. I'll tell you what, man. When I take my kids to the Air and Space Museum here in D.C., yeah, and we look at the Apollo 11 capsule or any of the Apollo capsules.
Yeah.
And I
see what a tin can they are.
Yeah.
It's smaller than a Volkswagen Bug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I tell the kids, they dropped from the moon into the ocean in that thing.
Yep, right. Yeah, really.
And they are like, those guys are crazy.
Well, that's why I remember, and this is so sad, when kids used to say, oh, I want to be an astronaut. Now you don't hear that anymore because there's no space program.
Well, it's like, right? Yeah.
Doug,
yeah.
I'm going to send you a link. Scott Kelly, the astronaut who is in the International Space Station.
Right. Yep.
He has an Instagram account. And I've told you about this before. I follow him on Instagram.
Yep.
And I'm going to send you a link to his Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most amazing
pictures.
Pictures, oh yeah.
What a brave guy, too, to be up there all by yourself.
Ooh. So he calls it...
No, he's not by himself.
I know, well, we still...
six people in here.
Well, you know what I mean. You leave your family.
It's like hashtag year in space. And a lot of his pictures are titled Earth is Art or Earth Art.
You can see the space station in the morning sky as well. Look up there. The moon is so bright. And on the other side of the sky was the space station, and then you look and you'll see this comet, and the fact that they know that it creates that much alcohol, I find very interesting. Again, what we know, what we can learn, what we are learning, and that sort of from there, I want to come back to something that is earthbound. And Jennifer, I would like to spend a minute on this with you because you're our wine expert, not necessarily our drinking expert. But this was information that I gleaned from a study in a British health publication that not many people have seen. It focuses on middle-aged people and glasses of wine. How much wine do you drink? Okay. The National Institute for Health releasing recommendations intended to prevent and delay the onset of age-related dementia. And the dementia and other disabilities are caused by drinking too much wine, according to this study.
Really?
Among the recommendations is for people between the ages of 40 and 60 to reduce the amount of alcohol they drink as much as possible.
Wow.
The recommendations cite a number of studies which tout the benefits of limiting alcohol, which may be the reason that so many people are getting early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. This recommendation stresses that while some health complications might be unavoidable because of injuries or genetics, there are steps you can take in midlife to help yourself age better and to stay away from alcohol because of the risk of developing dementia is the number one thing, even over quitting smoking,
really?
Which has always been the number one thing. Now, according to this research that was published in The Guardian this week, the changes in the way we live midlife can bring real benefits if you want to live to be old. If you don't want to live to be old, you drink 2, 3, 4 glasses of wine a day, you will greatly increase the
as little as 2 to 3?
2 to 3 glasses a day will make it much more likely that you... any regular alcohol, but wine is what's most likely taken.
It's so hard to keep track, though, because in some studies...
One glass is, you can count one, one.
Yeah, that's exactly the number that I always see in surveys. But like you see surveys, in fact, I was reading one on the plane the other day, that if you drink one glass of wine, it reduces your risk of breast cancer.
Yeah, right, that's what we hear. The other side of it is, it's loaded with resveratrol. So it fights cancer.
Right.
I just finished reading, or I'm finishing reading, the Whole 30 Challenge book. Which is basically paleo and cut out all the other things to kind of reset your health system. Right. And they say you would have to drink so much wine to get the benefits of the resveratrol.
Yeah, take the capsules.
That the alcohol is way worse for you than any amount of resveratrol that you will get in the thing. So they say that basically the wine industry has come up with, hey, look at this, resveratrol is good for you, but you can never get the amount of resveratrol in a glass of wine, a bottle of wine, a case of wine.
Bottle of wine, true to the
vine. I still think a glass of wine can't hurt you.
No, I mean,
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. While in college, Aaron Levy discovered a new way to access information online.
On Saturday nights, when his friends were going out, he and his business partner, Dylan Smith, stayed in to work on their idea.
Adam programmed the site while Dylan played online poker to finance the business.
But their startup hit a snag. While looking for backers, most rejected them.
This was 5 years before the iPad, so people didn't think online data storage was important. Then billionaire Mark Cuban became interested.
Today, their company Box serves 11 million people and 125,000 businesses.
What idea could you stay in and work on? It might just lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 1 in 10 says they'll dress up their unwilling pet. 2 out of 4 Americans will drop $66 for clothing. American bikers are a large part of this scary yearly event. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Even though money spent on beer falls far short of the $2 billion with a B dollars spent on rotten teeth, much of the overbought material will be given away the next day at the office. 170 million Americans will participate in some sort of celebration tonight, spending about $80 a person. 70% of American consumers will purchase candy after Halloween is over. Let's hope they're not stocking up to re-gift. Ride safe this evening and watch out for the little goblins. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Despite entering the NHL at 26, this all-star goalie played for 16 years. He won 2 Stanley Cups and is among the leaders in save percentage, shutouts, and goals against average.
Dominic Hasek does it again!
So where is Dominic Hasek now? Dominic prepared for retirement by launching the Dominator clothing line. Although Dominic retired in 2008, he came back to the game in 2010. He signed a hefty 1-year contract with Spartak Moscow of Russia's KHL. And did the Russians ever love him? Couldn't have said it better myself. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's Roberta Fessenelli.
All right, let's get the bottom line on how we're saving today, Roberta.
Let's start with Halloween costumes. You know, everybody wants to be that girl from Ice or whatever, the Frozen or whatever the heck that movie is.
Frozen, not Ice.
Frozen.
Elsa.
They want to be Elsa.
Elsa.
So the
Anna.
Disney store or Belle, you know, or Ariel or whatever those Disney princesses are. So right now, the Disney store, you can save 50% off your Halloween costumes and accessories. And we have the coupon codes for you to get this deal all at the Better Living section at DougStefan.com. Now, if you love Sephora makeup, do you
yes,
use Sephora
I do.
Makeup? Yes, Sephora makeup. Right now, if you make a $25 purchase, which, you know, was like, you know, one thing of mascara, you get a free fall fragrance sample bag. Say that 10 times fast. Free fall fragrance sample bag at Sephora with any $25 purchase. So you can buy a whole bunch of stuff and get all these free perfumes and things. And here's a great deal for Target. For every $50 that you spend in digital gift cards, they'll give you a free $5 Target gift card. So stock up for the holidays and get your free Target gift cards.
All right, there's the scoop. Check out all the details in the Better Living box at DougStefan.com. 21 after the hour.